Earth Science, 8th grade. Lesson 3, Wednesday, May 13. Wave Erosion. Some beaches have large, strong rolling waves that rise up and collapse as they crash into the shore. All waves are energy traveling through some type of material. The waves that we are most familiar with travel through water. Most of these waves form from wind blowing over the water, sometimes steady winds that blow, and sometimes form from a storm that forms over the water. The energy of waves does the work of erosion when a wave reaches the shore. When you find a piece of frosted glass along a beach, you have found some evidence of the work of waves. What other evidence might you discover? As wind blows over the surface of the water, it disturbs the water, producing the familiar shape of a wave. The highest part of a wave is called the wave crest. The lowest part is called the wave trough. The vertical distance from the highest part of a wave to the lowest is called the wave height. The horizontal distance between one wave crest and the next crest is called the wavelength. Three things influence how big a wave might get. If the wind is very strong and it blows steadily for a long time over a long distance, the very largest waves will form. The wind could be strong, but if it gusts for just a short time, large waves won't form. Bigger waves do more work of erosion, which changes our shorelines. Each day that waves break along the shore, they steadily erode away a minute. They steadily erode away a minute bit of the shoreline. When one day a really big storm like a hurricane arrives, it will do a lot of damage in just a very short time. As waves come into shore, they usually reach the shore at some angle. This means one part of the wave reaches shallow waters sooner than the parts of the wave that are further out. As a wave comes into shore, the water feels the bottom, which slows down the wave. So the shallower parts of the wave slow down more than the parts that are further from the shore. This makes the wave bend, which is called refraction. The way that waves bend as they come into shore either concentrates wave energy or disperses it. In quiet water areas like bays, wave energy is dispersed and sand gets deposited. Areas like cliffs that stick out into the water are eroded away by the strong wave energy that concentrates its power on the cliff. Wave-cut cliffs form where waves cut into the bottom part of the cliff, eroding away the soil and rocks there. First, the waves cut a notch into the base of the cliff. If enough material is cut away, the cliff above can collapse into the water. Many years of this type of erosion can form a wave-cut platform. If waves erode a cliff from two sides, the erosion produced can form an open area in the cliff called an arch. If the material above the arch eventually erodes away, a piece of tall rock can remain in the water, which is called a sea stack. Wave deposition. Rivers carry the sand that comes from erosion of mountains and land areas of the continents to the shore. Soil and rock are also eroded from cliffs and shorelines by waves. That material is transported by waves and deposited in quieter water areas. As the waves come onto shore and break, water and particles move along the shore. When lots of sand accumulates in one place, it forms a beach. Beaches can be made of mineral grains like quartz, but beaches can also be made of pieces of shell or coral or even bits of broken, hardened lava. Waves continually move sand grains along the shore. We are on page 10. Smaller particles like silt and clay don't get deposited at the shore because the water here is too turbulent. The work of waves moves sand from the beaches on shore to bars of sand offshore as the seasons change. In the summertime, Waves of lower energy bring sand up onto the beach and leave it there. That is good for the many people who enjoy sitting on soft sand when they visit the beach. In the wintertime, waves and storms of higher energy bring the sand from the beach back offshore. If you visit your favorite beach in the wintertime, you will find a steeper, rockier beach than the flat, sandy beach of summer. Some communities truck in sand to resupply sand to beaches. It is very important to study the energy of the waves and understand the types of sand particles that normally make up the beach before spending lots of money to do this. If the sand that is trucked in has pieces that are small enough to be carried away by the waves on that beach, the sand will be gone in a very short time. Sand transported by the work of waves breaking along the shore can form sandbars that stretch across a bay or ridges of sand that extend away from the shore, called spits. Sometimes the end of a spit hooks around toward the quieter waters of the bay as waves refract, causing the sand to curve around in the shape of a hook. When the land that forms the shore is relatively flat and gently sloping, the shoreline may be lined with long, narrow islands called barrier islands. Most barrier islands are just a few kilometers wide and tens of kilometers long. Many famous beaches, like Miami Beach, are barrier islands. In its natural state, a barrier island acts as the first line of defense against storms like hurricanes. Instead of keeping barrier islands natural, these areas end up being some of the most built-up, urbanized areas of our coastlines. That means storms, like hurricanes, damage houses and businesses rather than hitting soft, vegetated, sandy areas. Some hurricanes have hit barrier islands so hard that they break right through the island, removing sand, houses, and anything in the way. Review questions. Number 1. Name 3 natural landforms that are produced by wave erosion. Number 2. If you were to visit a beach in a tropical area with coral reefs, what would the beach there be made of? This concludes the material for Wednesday, May 13th.